Lawyers acting for the exiled former Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra have begun assembling a team of experts to attempt to bring the Thai government to book for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Last week, the Thai government issued an arrest warrant for Dr. Shinawatra, who was overthrown by a military coup in 2006, alleging that he's guilty of terrorism. I spoke to his lawyer, Robert Amsterdam, in Washington, and began by asking him what basis there is for asking the War Crimes Tribunal to investigate.
I think it's been missed by many, but we have had committed in Thailand conduct by the government that appears to certainly rise to the standard of a crime against humanity. We've had over 80 civilians gunned down in a manner that it is completely in violation of international standards, in a systematic manner involving their political persecution because of their beliefs. And these people, those that weren't murdered, are now being pursuant to emergency decrees, incarcerated, some of them in military camps, some of them unable to meet counsel. Many of them have already been convicted in bogus trials.
Could I take you on just one point, the use of weapons? The Thai government says it faced an armed uprising, that the red shirts were shooting at them.
That is completely bogus, and I can tell you as a witness who was in their compound, that is completely bogus. And you could ask any of the independent observers that were there, and that's why they went around murdering journalists.
The Thai government has displayed caches of weapons to diplomats, it says, were found in the red shirt compounds. What's the explanation for that?
They were planted. That's the explanation. You can, again, ask people who were in the compound if any of that kind of munitions were found. And the answer, the billboard answer to all of this is 88 dead, 87 civilians.
Given the earlier clashes when more soldiers were killed, wouldn't the government have been right in thinking that they may have been facing armed opposition?
Absolutely not. I was there when the protesters offered unconditional negotiations, when they were literally offering the government to come in and negotiate and find a way out, and the government refused. I was there when the government set up live fire zones against every form of international law, when they shot randomly into crowds, when they decapitated the red shirt leadership by systematically murdering the leaders, including that general that was murdered in front of a journalist.
You're building a fairly high-powered team of experts on international war crimes. How confident are you that you can get the International War Crimes Tribunal to accept your case?
It is very difficult in any situation such as this to have a high level of certainty as to whether a particular forum will take it forward. I will underscore to you, however, that over time, those people who gave these orders that resulted in the deaths of tens of their citizens will face an accounting.
Robert Amsterdam, the lawyer for the exiled former Prime Minister of Thailand, Thaksin Shinawatra.